Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bill Hubbard's here, too. William S. Hubbard, to be exact, ladies and gentlemen, the author of The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy and the Medical Privacy Rule. And this brain trust, this shows, and our brain trust top human resource expert. He's been with us now almost 8 years. He's been our human resources expert and has done a wonderful job for us. Folks, if you want to get educated on how to manage your people and how to make sure you stay squared away with your folks from a legal standpoint, from a policy standpoint, Bill has deposited a body of work with us over the last almost 8 years that you can find in our archives. That's just tremendous, and we appreciate him very much. Bill Hubbard, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back, and Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, and a Merry Christmas to all the listeners.
And happy holiday, too, right?
Of course.
Bill, you're really with it this month, aren't you, this blog thing? You're really getting hip, aren't you?
Well, I try.
A couple of old guys over 50
try to stay with it.
A couple of old fogies like us talking about blogs. That's pretty impressive, I think.
Well, this is one of these things that it pops up, and I try to keep abreast of what's happening in the work scene and now, advise clients on how to deal with these issues. And this is one of them that's popped up lately.
Just in case we've got some people who are a little bit more of an old fogey than you and me. Of course, I think I'm not really as much of an old fogey. I actually have a blog. But
yes.
tell for us, for the Luddites in our audience, tell them what a blog is.
Well, a blog is a shortened version of the term web log, which refers to kind of, I'll call it a diary that people maintain on the Internet.
Or a journal. Some people think of them as journals. Meaning,
okay.
Well, the reason I say journal rather than diary, when I think of a diary, I think of something I want to keep private.
Well,
a journal is something you might not mind other people reading.
Yeah, that's a good way to compare it. But the key thought is that thoughts are posted to this blog periodically, and they're put on the Internet by the writer, and the writer just basically says what's on his or her mind, and it may be compliments to something, it may be complaints about something, it may be comments about the economy or the political condition.
Or their love life. What kind of clothes they like, or cars they're going to buy, or whatever it might be.
Or what their boss did yesterday.
Exactly.
Or the day before. Or the employer's new policy on one thing or another.
Or what they think the boss did, whether he or she did it or not.
So in one sense, this is the essence of freedom of speech. But on the other sense is that with that freedom of speech, and as with all of our freedoms, there's kind of two sides to the coin. There's a responsibility that goes with it as well.
Mm.
And when you're putting information out on the Internet like that, you're getting literally worldwide exposure to it. And you're disclosing information, which, if it's not true or if it's not correct, there is certainly a responsibility, and there could be a significant legal liability for presenting improper or unfalsified information or misunderstood information that happens to be incorrect.
Well, this is problematic on so many levels, Bill. I mean, how many times have any of us, you know, when we were employees, we thought we were mistreated by our boss or something happened that we didn't like or whatever. We met our buddies for a beer after work and poured it out into them. And you know, half a dozen folks heard what you said. And everybody knew we were just venting about our business, about a rough day we had.
Right.
Now, people are doing those kinds of things on blogs. And not only do those half dozen people have the opportunity to hear what happened, but anybody in the world who's connected to the Internet can hear what happened.
That's true. Yeah.
And so it might, in other words, it could just be as simple and seemingly and innocuous as just somebody complaining about the way the business is run, which is not good for that business.
that very literally can be, and it can be very detrimental to the business. It can create problems for the organization and its marketplace that it deals with, because if employees are saying this about the company, then all of a sudden vendors or suppliers or worse yet customers are thinking, well, gee, if this is a problem, then Joe Blow, the manager, doesn't know how to manage his business, and maybe this is we should take our business elsewhere. So there could be some very significant ramifications for this.
Bill, do employers have a right to ask employees if they operate blogs, if they operate a blog, or if they post to a blog?
Well, the way I recommend it is to deal with this issue like we tell you to deal with email and internet and other kinds of employee external communication that deals with the company. So basically, anything that this employee does that involves the company, once they brought your name, your business name, or your personal name into their activity, then they've given you, in a sense, a right to respond and to deal with it and to take action to protect the interest of the company and to take action to make sure that the individual who is doing this is not inappropriately using company equipment or facilities or systems in terms of if you're being paid to work on the job and they're engaging in this personal activity during work mm-hmm. time, that's an improper activity. So we can
managing and posting to a blog can steal hours a week from a person. I mean, some people get wrapped up in this. It becomes addictive, and they could be doing this instead of doing their work.
Yes. And if they're doing this on company time and they're using the company computers and email and internet connections to do this, then very clearly you've got a clear-cut basis to say, hey, I'm paying you to work. You're not working. We're going to deal with this issue in a constructive, progressive, disciplinary way, or in some way that brings the matter to a halt or to a head.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the key issues, is to define and communicate to employees your policy about how to use the internet, how to use the computer, how to use email, and now how to use blogs. And basically wrap all of these things into that same message to say mm-hmm. that if you are engaged in personal activity, it's during non-working time. It should not be sexual. It should not be derogatory. It should not be any way derogatory towards the business. And we can monitor use of our systems and our equipment.
Right, right. Stand by, Bill. We're going to take a quick break. We've got to come back. We've got a little more to talk about. I've got some more questions for Bill about the blogs. And I'm going to tell you how people are able to get blogs on the internet at all. When we come back after these messages, it's 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget to check it out. Check all the things out there on the site, articles, archives, thousands of all of those. All of those things will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. My newsletter comes to you every Tuesday. It's free. I mean, every Sunday. It's free. I don't know where that came from. And so does the blog come to you for free. It comes every Monday through Friday. And so you can find it there at the website as well. Bill Hubbard is our guest. William S. Hubbard. Bill, give us your website, please.
www.hubbart.com, and that's H-U-B-B-A-R-T-T. And that gives you a link to a second website that I have up that deals with medical privacy issues yep. at medicalprivacy.info. And between those two, you'll get a whole host of information on human resources issues and the medical privacy HIPAA issues. And we have web-based training up there, and we have e-commerce issues to sell some products that deal with those areas as well.
Check it out when you get a chance, folks. It's an outstanding site, and Bill, as you know, Bill is one of the best in the world on these topics. And folks, if you're a small business and you could use a little bit of human resources help, Bill is a good resource for that, and that's what he does for a living. He works with people in, you know, face-to-face and virtually, and he can help you with that, and I hope you'll check him out. Bill, we're talking about blogs, and one of the things, you know, for the, again, for those Luddites out there, folks, the blog software is free. There's six or eight different kinds of blog software that you can get that's free. And you just literally, it's like, you know, it's like browsers. Only this is a browser that you can post information to and that other people can respond back to and post. And so it's easy. I mean, it couldn't be anything easier, Bill, than somebody to start a blog.
And I tell the listeners, listen to the Small Business Advocate. He speaks from what he knows because he has a blog he has just mentioned. And we've been talking about the negative side of a blog, but let's talk of, turn it around to the positive side.
Before you do that, can I ask you one question?
Yes.
Do employers, I asked you if employers had the right to ask their employees if they had a blog, but you know, that's one thing that employers can do is to find out if their employees have one and then go to those blogs and read them. I mean, they're public knowledge.
It's public knowledge. You can read them. The way I would suggest is not necessarily ask the employee if they have a blog, but if you learn of a blog, be sure to check it out and take the initiative to tell your employees, here is our position on blogs and here's our policy and here's what the cautions that we recommend that you avoid,
right,
so as not to create a problem in the workplace and not to misuse company products and equipment and facilities. So that
if they have something negative or derogatory to say, I would just say, you know, I really value loyalty, and if you feel this way, and that I consider what you know what you said or what you might be about to say disloyal, and if you feel that way, maybe this is not a good place for you to work.
Yeah, and before I would say that, I would add one other point is to say we have an open door policy. If you've got a complaint, come into my office and talk to me.
Well said.
And let's get it on the table and let's air it out.
Now let's talk about those positive ways the blog can be used.
Okay, the blog for a number of organizations is a marketing tool, and with some of the material that I looked at, for example, one of the things I learned is that Microsoft encourages its employees to blog about products in development to build a marketing buzz about what's coming out. So, and I guess there's some guidelines with that that say, but don't disclose the confidential or proprietary information aspects of it, but it's okay to talk about some of our forthcoming issues to build a marketing buzz. So there's one example where a blog is being used positively. The other one is the example that you've mentioned, Jim, with how you communicate your programs and your services to your audience and their listener base and so on.
Just a way of delivering content.
It is. And then another thing that I've learned as I've done some of my research is that if you get blog information up on your website, it enhances its position in the search engines because they look for and more highly place those sites that have changed content.
Blogs, search engines love blogs.
So as you update your website, either through its content or through a blog, you're going to get a higher position in the website search engines. So rather than now, I won out of 2 million returns on a website search name, you're going to get closer to the top rather than 40 or 50 pages back of potential issues. So a blog can be a very positive element that you can get a message out, you can communicate to your customer base, you can use this as a basis to become an authority on a topic and communicate information, develop a following, get people to monitor and come back and read to hear what you have to say. And as they hear what you have to say and identify an issue or an interest, then they may call upon you for your service or for your product, and that's part of what marketing is all about.
Bill, if someone wanted to get you to help them with an overall policy manual or an individual policy on something like a blog or on this kind of communication, can you help them with that?
Oh, I'd be happy to.
In a virtual way. I mean, you can, folks, if you need something like that, and if you don't have it, you need it, Bill can help you with it, and I know he will, at Hubbert.com. 2B's2T's.com, right, Bill?
That's it. Send me a message, mention the program. We'll get a little freebie out of it for you, and we'll help you out.
See where it goes from there. Hey, Bill, thanks a lot. Merry Christmas, sir.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
See you next time. Bill Hubbard, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best, I promise. Quick break, right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.